All right, all right, all right. It's medication time. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Kafarga podcast. So it's Dr. Kafarga. This episode will be reviewing the Pixar Disney movie WALL-E. It's a 2008 American computer animated science fiction film produced by Pixar Animation Studios for Walt Disney Pictures. It's directed and co-written by Andrew Stanton and co-written by Jim Reardon and produced by Jim Morris. It stars the voices of Ben Burtt, Melissa Knight, Jeff Garland, Fred Willard, John Ratzenberger, Kathy Najimy, Sigourney Weaver, and it was the ninth movie produced by Pixar. So let me go on to this. In the 29th century, rampant consumerism and environmental neglect have turned Earth into a garbage-strewn wasteland. Man is nowhere to be found, having been evacuated by the mega corporation By and Large, or B&L, on giant starliners 7 centuries earlier. The robotic trash compactors left by B&L to clean up only one remains, a waste allocation load lifter, Earth Class, or WALL-E. One day, WALL-E's routine is broken up by the arrival of an unmanned probe carrying extraterrestrial vegetation evaluator, Eve, sent to scan the planet for plant life. WALL-E is smitten by the sleek, otherworldly robot, but she soon goes into standby when he shows her the most recent find, a living seedling. The probe returns to collect Eve and the plant, and WALL-E, clinging on, returns to the mothership, the starliner Axiom. In the century since Axiom left Earth, its passengers have degenerated into helpless corpulence due to laziness and microgravity. They're everyone catered to by machines. Captain McCree, used to sitting back while his robotic Lieutenant Otto flies the ship, is taken aback by the positive probe response, but learns that placing the plant in the ship's hollow detector will trigger the hyper jump back to Earth so humanity can begin recolonization. The plant proves to be missing from Eve's storage compartment, though. She blames WALL-E for the disappearance. The plant missing, Eve is deemed faulty and taken to diagnostics. WALL-E proceeds to free her along with other faulty robots, causing them to be designated as rogue robots. Frustrated, Eve tries to send WALL-E home on an escape pod, but they are interrupted when Otto's first mate, Geo-4, arrives and stows the stolen plant in the pod set to self-destruct. WALL-E saves the plant from being lost for good, and he and Eve reconcile, celebrating with a dance in space around the Axiom. Eve brings the plant back to McCree, who watches Eve's recordings of Earth and concludes that they have to go back. However, Otto refuses, revealing his own secret and overturned directive 8113, issued after B&L concluded in 2110, the planet could not be saved. McCree countermands this directive, Otto mutinies, electrocuting WALL-E and shutting Eve down, and throwing them both down the garbage chute before finding the captain to his quarters. Eve, having been rebooted by a mouse droid, helps WALL-E bring the plant to the ship's holo detector. Otto crushes WALL-E with his attempt to stop the return protocol initializing, but McCree deactivates him while the ship starts to jump the hyperjump to Earth. Running back on Earth, Eve repairs WALL-E but finds his memory has been reset and his personality is gone. Heartbreaking, Eve gives WALL-E a farewell kiss which sparks his memory and he restores it to his original personality. WALL-E and Eve reunite as the humans and robots of Axiom take their first steps on Earth. In the credits, humans and robots are shown learning how to farm, fish, and build, turning a ravaged planet into a paradise. Fantastic movie. 2 thumbs up. This is like the type of movie that all these people are like always complaining about climate change every day or overpopulation, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to love. But I like it just because it's like basically reality. This is totally like this already. People need to wake up. All this climate change complaining ain't gonna change nothing. This is it's already WALL-E, okay. Peace up, peeps, everyone. Podcast Corner Sunday, myself, Swooted On, Rockstar Ryan, our producer King Kyle. Peace up.